Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Jean Youngblood. I'm sitting in for Dr. Youngblood because he has a family situation where a family member is in a hospital and is needing attention. I would ask for the faithful listeners out there to please pray for Dr. Youngblood's son. He is in need of prayer. He is in the hospital right now. We have been praying for, this is going on the second week now, and we have seen tremendous results because of prayer. So I would offer you to please pray for Dr. Youngblood's son, for his recovery, for him to be fully recovered, to be able to come out of the hospital and be back with his family and loved ones again. Prayer is vital. Prayer works, and God is faithful. And God instructs us to pray, to bring our petitions before his feet. So, listeners, please pray for Dr. Youngblood. This is Mike Hill, former state representative in District 1 in Florida. That's in Escambia County over in the Panhandle. I was in office as a state representative for 5 years and was honored to serve the people in the state of Florida. The call-in number, if you want to join our conversation, we're going to be discussing a number of items in this second half of the show, including Afghanistan, mask, and Disney not being family-friendly. Those are just some of the items we're going to be discussing. If you would like to bring up another topic or add to the discussion, please call in at 904-831-0917. Again, 904-831-0917. Okay. Let's start off with this utter disaster that we are seeing unfold before our eyes in Afghanistan. We are seeing it taking place where the Biden administration, through their ineptitude, through their inability to lead, through their inability to make good, sound decisions, have caused this man-made disaster in Afghanistan. People are dying because of the ineptitude of this Biden administration, when all they had to do was continue with the plan that President Trump had put in place for the withdrawal that would have prevented this disaster that we are currently seeing. But the Biden administration did not want to give Trump a win for anything. And what we are seeing instead is, instead of following the plan, they tried to bungle their way through with their own plan, which is not a plan at all, as we are seeing right before our eyes, and it is an utter disaster. We are seeing billions of dollars of U.S. military equipment being left behind and now going into the hands of the Taliban, which means that it's going to fall into other Muslim nations' hands, nations that hate the United States, that hate Christianity, and will use those weapons against us when they have the opportunity. There's another man-made disaster that this Biden administration has created, and that is at our southern border. And we'll get to that in a minute. But we see it in Afghanistan right now, and we see it almost as it occurs when you watch live TV. And not only are we watching here in America, but people all around the world are seeing the ineptitude of this administration. They see where the Taliban has lost complete respect for the United States and its abilities because of the Biden administration and those who are in it. By the way, those who are part of this Biden administration, a huge number of them, over 70%, were part of the Obama administration, including Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, and others, who were just as inept when Obama was in office, and they're continuing that ineptitude now with the Biden administration. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we have what are called natural disasters. We have floods. We have earthquakes. We have hurricanes. We have volcanoes. And those are terrible disasters. They take their toll in human lives and damage of property. And there's not much we can do as humans to avoid these natural disasters. Instead, what we have to do is recover from them once it occurs. On the other hand, we have man-made disasters. And this Biden administration is top of the list at causing these man-made disasters. Afghanistan is just one example of these horrible man-made disasters. We have to the point now where we can't evacuate all the American citizens, and we certainly cannot evacuate all those who were friendly to the American situations, to the Americans there, interpreters and others. We can't evacuate them because so many people have flocked to the airport that they are unable to land and take off planes. That there were people who were trying to hold on to the planes as they were being taken off. That's how desperate these Afghan people are, because they do not want to be under the Taliban rule, under Muslim rule. They do not, the women do not want to be treated as slaves again, forced to wear coverings over their entire body, these burqas, where you are forced to submit to a religious ideology or be killed, stoned. These barbarians who are taking over Afghanistan act like they are still living in the 6th century. They haven't learned a thing about culture, about right and wrong, that they instead only believe in power and trying to force someone else to believe and think like they are. They seem to have no concept of freedom, of championing the rights of the individual, that instead they want you to bow down to their demands, their dictates, to a false religion that prays to a false god that is antithetical to Christianity. And this man-made disaster that the Biden administration has committed in Afghanistan is a tragedy. It shows that this current administration is incapable of leading this nation. They are incapable of being able to make the proper decisions that affect not only us here in the United States, but around the world. And it did not start just with this disaster we're seeing in Afghanistan. It began with the lockdowns and this administration wanting to continue the lockdowns, because we are seeing that these variants are happening with the COVID virus that is going around right now. By the way, I'm reading so many articles that says that these variants, the Delta variant, the Lambda variant, the Gamma variant, are caused by the vaccine itself. That these variants are not being caused by a natural mutation of the virus. That we're seeing that these mutations, that these variants are coming from people who have already been vaccinated. It is not, do not believe the mainstream media saying that these variants, this Delta variant and this Lambda variant, whatever kind of variant, we have a whole alphabet to go through, you know, with these variants, that they are not being caused by the unvaccinated, that instead it is being caused by those who have been vaccinated. That is scientific. There is proof to validate that, ladies and gentlemen. And we are seeing that despite the disaster that this administration saw, that the lockdowns caused, they are now wanting lockdowns to continue again. The Biden administration and those in these left-leaning states, such as New Jersey, New York, Michigan. Oh, by the way, it is so interesting that Governor Cuomo resigned. No, and he should have a long time ago. The people of New York should have thrown him out after his disastrous decision making with the COVID virus, which hit New York, where he was forcing people to stay in assisted living facilities and nursing homes, and it was killing them. And he continued to do that, and then try to cover up the data so that a book he wrote would sell even more. In my mind, this man should be brought up on criminal charges. So we have this man-made disaster in Afghanistan. We have the man-made disaster with the lockdowns, with our economy being in such a terrible position right now because of those lockdowns. People are still trying to recover. Businesses have closed, which will never reopen again. What a disaster for them. And we have a Federal Reserve, which is printing money like crazy, causing inflation, causing the price of everything to go up. And I'm sure you've noticed it when you've gone to buy anything from gas to food to medicine. Prices are going up like crazy. And it is all because of this inept Biden administration that we're seeing right now. Then they created another disaster at our border. They are letting in this migrant horde, illegal migrant horde, into our nation, who, by the way, a number of them have the COVID-19 virus that they are bringing into our nation. And then the Biden administration is doing something that they copied from the Obama administration. They are moving them, flying these immigrants into towns and cities across the U.S. with this purpose in mind. They are trying to turn red states blue. Did you notice what they did in Wisconsin when they moved in a huge population of Somalis into Wisconsin? And so that you find a disastrous effect of getting people like Ilhan Omar elected to Congress because of them moving all of those people, all the Somalis, into the neighborhoods in Wisconsin. They're doing the same thing. And by the way, in Florida, they have they are moving them into our southern counties, Miami-Dade, Broward. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're moving them into other counties and doing it quietly. We must speak up and speak out against that. Patriots of this great nation, we have this Biden administration committing these man-made disasters in Afghanistan, at our borders, with COVID-19, when if they would instead let people make their own decisions, secure the borders, if they had done the withdrawal that the Trump administration had in place, we would not be seeing this disaster right now. Let's change topics just a little bit, and let's look at Disney. Disney, by the way, I grew up, I'm a baby boomer. I grew up when Disney first really became of age, and I loved Disney. I can remember Disney coming on Sunday nights, The Wonderful World of Disney, and some of the movies that they would show. And anyone who's been to Disneyland or Disney World, they know the magic that is there. However, we now have a corporation, Disney, which is not friendly to traditional family values anymore, that they continue to prioritize the left-wing culture and anti-free speech legislation. It is a shame what we see Disney is doing right now. What we are seeing, I'm reading from an article here now from thesecondvote.com, it's called. Lifelong family-oriented supporters of the Walt Disney Company will be sad to learn that Disney is no ally to traditional social values. Second Vote currently scores the Walt Disney Company at a measly 1.67. Now, the article doesn't tell us what the highest score you can receive, but it does say that it's at a measly 1.67. And we're not optimistic about that score improving in light of a company's brainwashing of little children with an episode of their famed Muppet Babies television show promoting gender confusion. Did you get that, ladies and gentlemen? Here's Disney, who is promoting gender dysphoria, telling young children that you can be a boy or a girl contrary to what you were born, that you simply have to decide in your mind what you want to be and you will be. It is such a lie and is disastrous. Back to the article. There are several problems with Disney's decision. First, biologically, there are just two sexes. God made them male and female. In the image of God made he them. There are only two sexes, people. Everybody knows this. To try and distort and confuse this is nothing more than a lie from the pit of hell. Second, Disney should focus on wholesome entertainment. I don't know if I agree with that. You know, Disney's a private company. They can focus on whatever they want. But we as consumers, we can decide whether or not we want to accept and buy what they are selling. Third, Disney has actively engaged on the issue of gender identity in a way which attempted to restrict the rights of millions of Americans. By the way, you know that Disney will host Gay Pride Week at their theme parks, where they will invite in the gay community, the LGBTQ community, and they will come in and take over. And it is an utter disaster. Simply because they spend a lot of money, they are welcome there, but it's a time when families cannot go. Even though when families are there, LGBTQ can still go, they can still go, and they do, but during an LGBTQ week, families cannot go because of the atrocious behavior that is being displayed. If you would like to call in and express your thoughts, number is 904-831-0917. Let's go back to that article now. We've been tracking Disney's actions against traditional American values for years. This is a group called Second Vote. In 2016, the company stood against North Carolina Bill HB2, claiming that allowing business owners to choose their own bathroom policies was bigotry. This is Disney doing this, standing against North Carolina. Disney has a theme park in Florida and in California. Why were they weighing in on what was happening in North Carolina? Disney canceled events, costing local business owners a ton of money, And more recently, Disney endorsed the Equality Act. Disney endorsed the Equality Act. That's a bill that has nothing to do with equality and everything to do with pushing a very specific cultural agenda. Religious organizations would be under threat because of the Equality Act, a clear violation of basic freedoms found in the First Amendment. What the Equality Act does is it tries to bring LGBTQ, in other words, your sexual orientation, the same protections as the Civil Rights Act, which says you can't discriminate against someone based on their race, creed, color, or national origin, or sex. Now, what they're trying to include with that is sexual orientation. You can't help your sex, male or female, how you were born. Now, your sexual preference or your sexual proclivity, you can choose that. That is not an immutable characteristic that you have. It can change. So to try and put that on the same level with the Civil Rights Act is a travesty in and of itself right there. When Disney puts its financial resources behind movements that seek to compel anti-American values, Americans suffer. These movements are potentially harmful to everything from freedom of speech to religious liberty. Because what the Equality Act would do is it would force churches or businesses who have deeply held religious convictions, it would force them to accept these homosexual decisions, the gender dysphoria decisions. They will force them to accept that and to embrace it in their businesses and in their churches, when in fact they should have the ability to decide on their own. Now, the trick to the entertainment industry is that the Hollywood studios, owned by Disney, by the way, did you get that? Hollywood studios are owned by Disney, Universal Pictures, Netflix, and other top industries also rank poorly on a second vote scale. They simply don't support America's constitutional and human freedoms of religion, speech, firearms, etc. Therefore, here's a solution. We encourage you to support regional theme parks like Kentucky Kingdom, and Six Flags, and Dolly World, to go to places like that. As for digital entertainment, organizations like PureFlix, P-U-R-E-F-L-I-X, have the kind of wholesome, fun entertainment that Disney used to prioritize. We urge you to spend your hard-earned money with these organizations and contact Disney and urge them to return to entertainment, not left-wing politics. And what we see, ladies and gentlemen, is that Disney does play in politics quite a bit, not only with bringing these left-wing culture to their theme parks and in some of the movies they distribute, but they also contribute heavily to political campaigns at the state level and at the national level. So Disney will give this money to these politicians and encourage them to take on these left-wing positions with the promise of, if you do, we'll help you with your next campaign. Disney has become an enemy to traditional American values here in America. Now, why are Americans so misinformed? Here's an article that was written by John Miltimore about, let's get back to the COVID issue again. Why are Americans so misinformed? I'm reading from the article. The obvious question is why Americans are so misinformed about the true risk of COVID-19. One possibility is that Americans are receiving information that is skewing their sense of reality. And research confirms this hypothesis. Studies have shown that U.S. media in particular created a climate of fear. Yes, they did, ladies and gentlemen. They created a climate of fear by publishing a deluge a negative news in 2020. One Ivy League-led study found that 91% of U.S. studies in major media were negative in tone, compared to just 54% in non-U.S. media, even when the virus was in retreat and positive results were being achieved. The negativity of the U.S. major media is notable even in areas with positive scientific developments, including school reopenings and vaccine trials. Stories of increasing COVID-19 cases outnumber stories of decreasing cases by a factor of 5.5, even during periods when new cases are declining. Now get this, ladies and gentlemen, we have a media which is complicit with this inept, unable Biden administration. The mainstream media has proven itself to be nothing more than a left wing to the Democrat Party. I will call them enemies of the state. They seem to be intent on going against our traditional family values, against our Constitution, against capitalism, against the things which have made this nation great. Ladies and gentlemen, we must stand up. Do not sit back and take what you see as happening. First of all, turn off mainstream media. Do not watch the TV, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. Stop watching that nonsense. And now I have to include Foxnet, unfortunately. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of our program, and I want to end it with this. Do not be afraid. We are living at times right now which seem to be horrendous, seem to be crazy, and we are privileged to be living at this time because we now have the opportunity as patriots to stand up and fight for this great nation, just as our founding fathers did. Do that, patriots. Stand with me. Let's be those who will continue to stand up to what has made this nation so great. This is Mike Hill. It's been my honor to sit in for Dr. Gene Youngblood. Have a blessed day.
Pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.